Edward Rushton was the radical, campaigning, blind poet of Liverpool. His life spanned the 18th and 19th centuries at the time of the slave trade, of revolution, and of social upheaval. Forgotten Hero, written by Bill Hunter and narrated by George Sefton, is his story.
Chapter 12, The Press Gangs. A few years after Rushton and his father quarrelled, they were reconciled, and his father set him up in a tavern near the Customs House in Liverpool, with his sister to assist him. During this time as a publican, Rushton married. He was outspoken against the legalised gangs of thugs that forcibly picked sailors up off the streets of Liverpool and other seaports, and press-ganged them into the Navy. Throughout his life he could not separate the perception of an injustice from speaking out against it, despite the consequences. Naval officers who frequented the pub threatened him. When he would not shut up, they threatened his customers and prevented them from drinking in his public house. Eventually he had to give it up through lack of trade. He became editor and part proprietor of a weekly newspaper. In a very short while he was in trouble again. Sanderson says that the paper bought him a certain notoriety because of its attacks on the government and the corporation. The paper was short-lived. Naval officers visited his editorial office and again threatened him because of his protests at the treatment of sailors. His partner asked him to desist, and when he refused, dissolved the partnership. The paper ceased publication. Rushton's poem, Will Clueline, describes the fate of a press gang seaman.
From Jamaica's hot clime and her pestilent dews, from the toil of a sugar-stowed bark, from the perilous boatings that oft thin the crews and fill the wide maw of the shark, from fever, storm, famine, and all the sad store of hardships by seamen endured, behold poor Will Clueline escaped and once more with his wife and his children safe moored. Then see him reclined on his favourite chair, with his arm round the neck of his love, who tells how his friends and relatives fare, and how their dear younglings improve. The evening approaches, and round the snug fire the little ones sport on the floor, when lo, while delight fills the breast of the sire, loud thunderings are heard at the door. And now, like a tempest that sweeps through the sky and kills the first buds of the year, oh, view amidst this region of innocent joy, a gang of fierce hirelings appear. They seize on their prey, all relentless as fate. He struggles, is relentlessly bound, while scream the poor children, and lo, his loved Kate sinks pale and convulsed to the ground. To the hold of a tender, deep crowded and foul, now view your brave seamen confined. And on the bare planks, all indignant of soul, all unfriended, behold him reclined. The children's wild screamings still ring in his ear. He broods on his Kate's poignant pain. He hears the cat-hauling, his pangs are severe. He feels, but he scorns to complain. Arrived now at Plymouth, the poor enslaved tar is to combat for freedom and laws, is to brave the rough surge in a vessel of war. He sails and soon dies in the cause. Kate hears the sad tidings and never smiles more. She falls a meek martyr to grief. The children, kind friends and relations deplore, but the parish alone gives relief.
From the 16th century onwards, the streets of towns were full of penny and halfpenny sheets of broadside ballads, and Will Clueline was sold in the streets of Liverpool. Attempts at impressment in British ports gave rise to desperate battles in which many lives were lost. In 1778, the Mayor of Liverpool issued a proclamation against seamen who
have committed several outrages, thereby against His Majesty's peace and the laws of our country, in particular in forcibly breaking open and rescuing several impressed seamen out of the houses for the reception of them. These are, therefore, in His Majesty's name, for the future, to caution all such persons assembling themselves in such unlawful manner and mode from the committing such unlawful breaches of the peace and violations of the laws. Otherwise, I shall be under the most disagreeable necessity of calling unto my assistance, for the preservation of the lives and property of His Majesty's peaceable subjects in this town, the military stationed here, of which I hereby require all such persons to take notice at their peril."
However, the mayor was powerless to do anything but remonstrate. The seamen had already been released from the press gang, where they had been imprisoned. With such a large proportion of Liverpool's population being seafarers, it was inevitable that there was a great deal of antagonism among the population to the press gangs, and much sympathy for press gang seamen. Some public houses frequented by seamen had secret tunnels which allowed them to get away if there was warning of a press gang in the vicinity. One author even reports,
"All round the coast, a great organisation grew up to save able-bodied seamen from the press. Ships came in and out of the port with crews of ancient or disabled seamen, because on the outward voyage, the able-bodied men were smuggled onto ships at some appointed place on the coast, and on the return voyage, they were dropped and hidden on shore before the ship came within reach of the press.